Welcome aboard the Story Ark. I'm your captain, Kenny Mears, and let's take a voyage together.
Most of us hope to be remembered in the best light possible once we're gone. We want to be thought of fondly, and the stories told of us to be only the best. And some people, when their story is told well, want to show their appreciation even beyond the veil. That's what happens in today's story from friend of the show, L. Aloysia Atkins. Here's her story.
So every year, October, I participate in the Downtown Logan Ghost Tours. I go tell stories downtown. We have different stories every year. Logan is a fascinating place. And having been raised by a historian, I really understand a lot of the history behind some of the stories. I live in a house that has a tunnel that ends, or used to end, at the rail station in my little town. Logan had an extensive underground tunnel. Most places where there were polygamists had extensive underground tunnel systems, because when the operators that did the telegraphs. The telegraph operators were always women. And these women would get going and it would sound like they were sharing recipes, or they were gossiping, or they were talking about a certain quilting pattern. And what it really was code for where the federal marshals were that were coming for the husbands. And so the telegraph operators could let the husbands know. The husbands would go into these underground tunnels that came up at the rail station after the federal marshals had gotten off the trains and dispersed to go round them up. They'd get on the train and they'd be long gone before the federal marshals ever thought they could be. And so it was not uncommon. Well, I was telling a ghost story one year that had to do with the tunnel that ran down Center Street in Logan. And they were doing some remodel work on an old bank building. They'd opened up a wall and found two vaults they did not know were there. They'd found access into the tunnel system. I mean, it was really cool. And so I'm down there, and there were the ghost that was in that building was a gentleman who'd been the caretaker of the Thatcher Opera House that had burned. And under the Opera House was actually on the second and third floors, I think. On the main floor was JCPenney's. And underneath was where JCPenney's, where they had storage for both the Opera House and the store. Anyway, a fire caught in that basement and he was killed trying to save the building. And so I'm in the basement of this building where all these creepy things are happening. Like, one of the vault doors would just randomly close. Okay. You've been closed off for a while. Maybe it was a really strong breeze. I don't know. And I have my son with me, and he's got a recorder. And he goes back behind where they're still doing construction while I'm getting set up. And he's back there. He goes, "Hello." Well, he comes running back. He's like, "Mom, you've got to hear this." He yells hello, and there's this deep male voice that comes back and says, "Hello." And I was like, okay, we've got company. We're okay with that. We like ghost tours, right? So this year, it was a good story. It was right on location. And we were working with a paranormal investigation group a couple doors down on Main Street. There is a... The J.R. Edwards building. J.R. Edwards had a saloon in the second story of the building. There were some murders that went on there. All kinds of weird things had gone on there. And so the paranormal investigators were up in there. It was a known area for paranormal activity. No big deal. So we get done telling ghost tours and we go up. We're going to go paranormal. And I walk into this room and they've got all the electronics set up around the grids and the recording devices. And they've handed out divining rods to people and all these different things. And the guy in charge says, "Did anybody bring anyone with them?" And every divining rod in the room pointed to me. And I was not comfortable with this, so I walked across the room and they followed. Okay, apparently I have a friend. Sorry? So then we start looking at asking questions, finding out who this is that is with me for this paranormal investigation. And through a series of questions that different people in the group were asking, it came to light that it was the gentleman that had been killed in that fire. And he wanted to come with me to let me know that he really appreciated the way I was telling his story. And it was one of the coolest things I've ever had happen. That same year, I'm there, lots of people, there were probably 30 people in the room. They were getting ready to wind everything down. They turn on the lights up there where they'd been doing the investigation. And we're standing there in a circle, we're talking, and I got kissed by a ghost. It was an experience I'd never had before. I had 30 witnesses in the room with me. It was stunning. It was absolutely stunning because there's no other way to say how you feel when a ghost kisses you than stunned. But so that, yeah, I've got ghost stories too. My ghost story experiences started when I was probably 6 or 7. And maybe sometime I'll come back and tell you more about that.
The Story Arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, and edited by me, Kenny Mears. We'd like to thank today's storyteller, L. Aloysia Adkins, for sharing her story. She is a member of the Utah Storytelling Guild. Be sure to check her and the guild out at utahstorytellingguild.website. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening.